Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. The vote to reopen the government and extend the debt ceiling limit was approved, and the majority of House Republicans went against that, including most of the lawmakers that represent Southwest Ohio. Jessica Werman with the Columbus Dispatch joins me to talk about who voted for what and the political implications that surround that. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with Mike Turner, who voted no on ending the government shutdown. What's reaction like on his vote? Was this a surprise to people?
Well, it was one of the more interesting votes in the delegation. And to know the background of it, it's kind of an interesting backstory, and it sort of says a lot about where he's at in Congress and what his role is. Turner is a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee. He also represents Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. He voted no, not because of concerns about President Obama's health care law, but more because of his concerns about sequestration. So those of you who might remember, we have these sweeping cuts that are in place, and they resulted in about 9 days of furloughs for many Wright-Patterson workers last year. He wanted those cuts addressed. His concern with that final package was more that it was not addressing future cuts, because in 2014 we're going to be right back at it, cutting more, potentially with more furloughs. And his concern is not only will the cuts be steeper next year, but they may also lead to jobs lost. For him, this is completely has to do with his district, with his concerns on armed services. He thinks that the sequestration, which is divided evenly between discretionary programs and military programs, he thinks that needs to be altered in some way so that the military isn't taking the bulk of the hit.
Well, it wouldn't be fair then to align him with sort of the more Tea Party voters
no.
in the House.
Yeah, it's not a Tea Party vote. This is completely has to do with sequestration. He also has a concern, and it's a concern that's shared by many, though he was pretty open about it. He has a concern that we're not really, I mean, we keep having these battles every couple of months. They're almost, you can almost time your watch to them. But we're not really doing anything about the long-term problem. We just kind of keep having little fights instead of a big fight to figure out what exactly are we doing with our $16.7 trillion and growing debt. He thinks we've got to do something that will address that debt on a more long-term, sustainable basis. And having these fights, which you know resulted in those budget cuts, sequestration. He thinks we've got to do something to address that long term. So that's kind of the underlying theme of it. But I mean, this is also about his district. You know, he's going to have to go home to folks in his district who are furloughed. And it is when you are furloughed, you are not working, you are not being paid, and that is, you know, that's very, very devastating to the district.
Isn't this a controversial vote for Congressman Turner in the sense that, you know, what's more damaging to the Dayton economy, sequestration or the government shutdown?
Well, it is, and he acknowledged this is a very, very difficult vote for him. But at the end of the day, he said to me, I will not vote to increase the debt ceiling until we have addressed sequestration. He is firm on this. He actually joins a number of members of the House Armed Services in saying, we've got to get rid of this. This is hitting the military too hard, and it's to the detriment of our national security.
John Boehner, Speaker of the House, voted yes on reopening the government. And there was a lot of talk during this entire thing that his speakership might have been in jeopardy, but that doesn't seem to be what's happening. Did he come out better or worse in all of this?
Well, it kind of depends on who you are. If you are a conservative, if you're affiliated with the Tea Party, many of them were actually very appreciative of what he did. And what he did was he made the fight that they wanted him to make. They really had wanted and really had argued that we need to stand firm on this for as long as possible. He did that. He did that, but he made it very clear from the beginning that we will not default on our obligations. So actually, in some ways, right now, I mean, you know, he's not up for election anytime soon for speakership, so, I mean, it's going to be a little ways. But right now, he solidified his position with the conservatives, and there are others who would say this was weak sauce and that this was a very, you know, he could have had more of a backbone and stood up on that. I mean, it really depends politically where you're at as to what you think of how Speaker Boehner performed in this fight.
As far as Republicans here in the Southwest Ohio that represent Southwest Ohio, is there anything gained or lost by this last 2 weeks?
It really depends. Again, I think with the general public, they're disgusted. I mean, Congress has been polling historically low. The government is just not operating. It's not doing the very basic things that it should. Passing a spending bill is one of the very basic things that government should be expected to do, and it's not doing that. So I think that cynicism about government continues. I think we'll be right back where we started from in a couple of months. And, you know, if you're expecting the fights to go away, then, you know, don't hold your breath.
I've been speaking with Jessica Werman from the Columbus Dispatch. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.